It's November 17th, 2011. This is Wendy Erickson. I'm a librarian at the Parchment Community Library. And today, we're taking the oral history of Lois Walters. Lois, what is your full name?
Lois Geschwent Walters.
And will you spell your maiden name?
G-E-S-C-H-W-E-N-D-T.
Okay. When and where were you born?
Gorgeous Hospital, 1931.
Okay. Where do you live today?
Westland.
Okay, Westland Apartments.
Apartments, yes. Senior citizen.
Sure,
yeah.
In Kalamazoo.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. And what is your... You were born in Parchment.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you were born there.
Mm-hmm.
So where did you live in Parchment?
927 North Riverview Drive.
And how long did you live there?
Till... Ninth grade.
Till ninth grade?
Yeah, till I was probably 16.
So you went all through Parchment
mm-hmm.
schools?
Yeah.
Okay. What, let me just ask you a little biographical information. What were your parents' names?
My father's name was Elmer and my mother's name was Germaine.
And what was her maiden name?
Marker.
Marker. Uh-huh. M-A-R-K-E-R?
Uh-huh.
And did you have brothers and sisters?
Yes.
Okay.
I had two sisters and a brother.
And where were you in the family?
The middle one.
The middle one.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay. Do you have children?
Four.
Four kids. And where are they now?
Right here in Kalamazoo.
They're in Kalamazoo. Mm-hmm. Are you a grandmother?
Great-grandmother,
too. A great-grandmother, too.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Quite a few times.
Okay. Okay, so let's talk about Parchment Schools. Did you have a favorite subject?
Gym, probably.
Gym.
No, I like reading.
And reading.
Reading.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you have favorite teachers?
Yes.
And who were they?
Mrs. Bellingham was my kindergarten teacher. I'm sure she's dead now.
Yeah.
And that's about the only one that sticks in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Lois Martin was my first grade teacher.
Okay.
I don't remember the rest.
Yeah,
of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, did you participate? Did you do stuff outside of school? I know you. Before we were talking, you said you were in Girl Scouts.
Girl Scouts, and we played volleyball, basketball.
Were you on any? Did they have any organized sports? They didn't do organized sports things for girls,
did
they?
Not at all. Not at all.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. So favorite stuff in school. Do you remember playing in Kindleberger Park?
Yes.
Did you play?
We used to have fireworks in Kindleberger Park on the 4th of July.
Several people that I've interviewed have talked about that.
We used to go on Halloween. We go trick-or-treating all through up there by Honda.
Sure.
The park, and I played with Skippy Kindleberger all the time.
That was Martha Kindleberger. Yeah.
Yeah, and we played in her house, and it had elevators in it. And
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
There was something else about the park I was going to say. Oh, how about the community house?
We
did
went
you
to church
ever
there.
Go in there? You did.
I went to church there. It was the United Methodist Church of Parchment.
That's right. Yep. They used to have parties in there, like Christmas parties.
Yes. And people, I had an uncle that would come in there and he'd have a sack and he would give presents to the poor children.
He did?
Yes.
Your uncle did?
Yeah.
What was his name?
He's gone now.
Yeah.
His name was Gene DeWicke.
Do you remember how to spell his last name?
Yes. W-D-O-W-I-C-K-I.
DeWicke?
Mm-hmm.
D-E-W.
No, W-D.
W-D.
D-O-W-I-C-K-I.
Okay.
The
sorry.
W was silent.
And I see.
Yeah.
That's the first time I've heard that name.
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably is. Yeah.
And he
he dressed up in a Santa Claus suit.
He was Santa.
Yeah. But this was, oh my goodness. Oh, this was Wendy years and years and years ago.
Like 30s?
Oh,
you think?
Longer
or
than
40s.
That. Longer than that.
Well, KVP started in 1909. That's okay. When Jacob Kindleberger started KVP.
Okay, I didn't know that.
And they built the community house in, what, like the late 20s?
Could be.
Or something.
I know we went to church there.
Yeah.
That's all I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
We used to have youth fellowship in there at night.
Sure.
And, yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
Then when I got a little older, I taught Sunday school.
You did?
Uh-huh. We had flannel grass.
What's that?
That's where you make up. You have a little easel, and you have a cardboard on it, and you tell a Bible of the story with your little things.
And what was it called, O'Graph?
Flannel grass.
Flannel grass.
Yeah. We had flannel graft, and my teacher was Mrs. Markley. And they lived in Parchment over there in back of the drugstore.
Okay. Which reminds me, you also told me that you worked at Clark's.
I worked at Clark's.
When did you start?
Oh, my, I was...
Were you in high school?
No. I was 15.
You were 15?
Yeah.
And did you work there just a few hours, like after school?
Probably.
Okay.
Probably after school and Saturday. Of course, they weren't open on Sunday then. Probably Saturday, I worked after school. I had to have a working permit, I remember.
Yeah, probably.
And a stool to reach the ice cream. And my sister worked there, too.
Okay, so how tall are you? You said you were,
short. Oh, I was really short.
In
yeah.
high school, you were short.
Short. Real short, and I didn't weigh. Well, you can see how short I was from that picture I gave you.
Yes.
I was the shortest person in the line.
You were.
Yeah.
Shortest person in Girl Scouts?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just about.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So, you waited on customers.
Oh, yes.
Do you remember?
We had booze. So, we made ice cream sodas.
Sure.
And sundaes.
Yes. Okay.
So then when people come in and got ice cream.
Yep.
So and then there was a pharmacy in there, I do believe.
I think
Mr.
Right.
and Mrs. Clark run the pharmacy.
I think I had heard that.
And that was over in the back of the wall.
Okay.
I'm thinking, and I think, now you come in the door.
Yeah.
The first door, and there was the soda fountain.
Sure.
But then as you went on, you could buy different things. I think the pharmacy was on the far
right.
wall, but
okay.
I'm not sure.
All right, so do you remember the people who used to come in there? Like doctors or?
Dr. McGregor.
How about Jacob Kindleberger? Was he alive when you were working?
Oh, yes, he was in
there.
In? Yep, I knew him real well because I played with Skippy.
Sure.
And I'm trying to think. Dick Bovin, Dick King. They used to hang around there. You know, I don't really remember.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I really don't.
Well,
Dr. McGregor came in there. Our dentist, Dr. Kaiser, came in there.
Sure.
The guy across the street was a gas station. Still there.
Was that Hudson's? No, that was Hudson's where they sold cars.
Yeah. This was years ago, and he used to come in there.
Okay.
And he... He was the mayor at one time, many, many, many years ago.
Who was the mayor?
The man that had the gas station.
The guy that had the gas station.
Yeah, and I can't think of his name.
All right.
And then as you went down on the corner, I don't know what's there now. It's on the corner of
G Avenue. Do you remember the businesses, though, that were on that street?
Oh, yeah. I remember Belle Isles, the drugstore.
Sure.
And Dorn's.
What was that?
Dorn's was a dry goods store. Well, they called it a dry goods store.
Like department. Not a department store. Dry goods, you mean like sold fabric?
Yes, but you could go in and buy clothes, too.
And clothes.
Yeah,
okay.
So it was kind of a...
Yeah.
Of all trade.
Yeah.
And then...
Was Harding's down there then?
No, that used to be a Phillips 66 gas station.
Okay. Okay.
We used to stop there. My dad would give us a penny at noon hour, and we would stop there and buy candy and go on to school.
Sure.
And then Goosen's grocery store was across the street.
Goosen's has come up in interviews. Yes.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh,
a couple people have talked about Goosen's.
Okay.
Sure.
We could go.
Sure.
My mother would send us there, and we'd buy 2 loaves of bread for 20 cents.
Oh, my goodness.
And we couldn't spend that nickel, that quarter, you know, because she'd
give
us a quarter.
That would have to come home.
Yeah.
And this was very rural, wasn't it?
Oh, yes.
Lots of fields and lots of
Across the street from there, I think, Burkhausen's lived next to us. on the corner. Who lived there? I can't
remember. Yeah, do you remember your neighbors when you were a kid?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, who were they?
Work houses. Lived on the far side of us. And Kings lived on the left of us.
Okay. And did they have kids to play with?
Mm-hmm.
Went to school with some of them?
There was a vacant lot in between us and Burkhausen's.
Okay.
And we used to play, my dad and all of us, it's before my dad died, we'd play, in Mr. Burkhausen, we'd play badminton in that field right there.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
And Gary, there was Gary Burkhausen and Gordon Burkhausen.
Okay. How about the Kings?
Kings was Henry. No, not Henry. I'm sorry. Richard King and Herman King.
Okay.
And they moved to Comstock. And I think Herman's still alive, but I think Richard's dead.
And you kids walked to school.
Oh, yes. We you used to hide to our rough. We always had to wear leggings and stuff. And
sure.
There was a big tree there, and we'd always take our leggings off at the tree. So we didn't have to wear them to school because nobody else did.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. That was kind of embarrassing to show up in leggings at
yes,
that time.
It was. Yeah. In long socks, you know.
Yes, it was cold.
Yeah, that was embarrassing, though.
Yes.
Because nobody else had to do it.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Did you used to sled down the hill?
Oh, yes. In fact.
Or down the park?
No. Over across the street from us. It's all built up now. What was his name? Oh, I wish I could think of his name. That was all field up there. Hills
okay.
and fields and hills and everything. That was all fields. And then Dido's come along, and Dido's built the whole thing up.
Who's Dido's?
Dido's is a builder out there in Parchment.
How did you spell that name?
D-E-D-O-E-S, I think.
Okay.
And he built the apartments out there across the street.
Okay.
He built the the Parchment Reformed Church.
Okay.
And he built all the Riverview Drive up, and we used to slide down there. There was all hills over across the street, you know, where you said where Goosens used to be?
Yeah.
We'd slide all over down there.
Did they used to put cinders at the bottom of the hill so you had a place to stop? Do you remember that?
I don't remember.
Somebody
it.
Talked about that. Maybe that wasn't Riverview.
We used to go all the way down. We could almost go to the road.
Yeah.
And then Dido's come along and bought up the property, I imagine.
Sure, sure.
And then he built houses in there.
I
the houses
see.
Are still there.
So. Yes, sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
I wished I could remember some of the kids I ran around with out there, but...
Mm-hmm. A long time ago.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
if I'd see them,
time.
I'd know them,
sure.
probably.
Sure, sure. Let me ask you this. Were your parents from Parchment? Also, or where were they from?
My mother lived on the corner of Riverview Drive and D Avenue.
Okay.
Which is clear out.
It is out.
Sure. Almost to Parch
yep.
there.
Yep.
But my father grew...
That's Cooper. Is that Cooper
yeah,
out there?
Yeah, Cooper.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And my father grew up... He said... Well, he went to Parchment School.
He did too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, his picture's on that.
That's right. That's
yeah.
right, the picture you gave me.
And they
right.
lived, as far as I know, on the corner, but I don't know why he went to Parchment School, but I'm really going back now.
Yeah, that's all right.
There used to be a little pond on the corner of Riverview Drive in the road goes up, used to be called Burke Acres.
Okay.
And they used to live right there. Used to be a pond.
All right.
And my grandma and grandpa used to live there, and they had four children.
Okay.
So I think they lived there, but they must
So he's lived... from the area.
Yes.
Your dad is from the area.
Because he went to Parchment School.
Sure.
And his sister did too,
sure.
so.
Sure.
They must have been from
Do you remember
around
what
there.
His dad did for a living? Did his dad work at
KBP? He was
KBP?
A farmer.
He was a farmer.
Uh-huh.
He was a farmer.
Farmer.
Did your dad work at KBP?
Uh-huh.
He did.
He worked, he was the first union president at KVP.
He was.
For the paper maker, for the printers.
For the printers.
Uh-huh.
The first union president for the printers.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay. Do you know how long he worked at KVP? Okay.
Because he died so young.
Oh, your dad did?
He died at 40.
He did?
Yeah. Okay. He died of a brain tumor at 40.
Oh,
my mother lived to be 93. So.
She did.
Yeah.
And you said you thought maybe your mom worked at KVP?
I think my mother worked at KVP before she got married.
Do you know what she did?
No, I have no idea.
Okay.
But I remember her saying that she, too, worked at KVP.
Okay.
And I had...
Okay.
Oh, we had a... My uncle worked at KVP.
What was his name? Your Martin. Dad's brother, you mean? Or no, Martin?
Martin.
Okay.
His name was Martin. His name was... If you hadn't asked me, I would have known.
I know. Sitting, doing these interviews, you have to call up a lot of stuff.
And my dad's brother's name was Arvin.
Okay.
And I think he, at one time, worked at KVP. And my Aunt Esther, which was my dad's sister, she worked at KVP.
Okay. Yeah. Well, lots of people did that. I mean, lots of.
Yeah.
It was the employer in town. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Let me ask, can I ask you about, let's go back to your house a little minute. The 927 Riverview. How big was it?
The house?
Yeah. How many bedrooms?
Just two.
Two bedrooms? One or two stories?
One.
One story.
Yeah. And when my little brother was born, we moved.
Okay.
Because there wasn't room
right.
for all of
And
us.
Where did you move?
We moved on Hazard on the east side.
Okay.
At that time, it was a nice place. It isn't anymore.
Do you remember what year that was?
No. I have no idea.
Okay.
My brother's 62.
Was he the youngest or the third?
The youngest.
The youngest.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And he's 62, so
okay.
We moved when he was born. So that was a long time ago.
It was.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay. All right. Let me ask you this. You had, this was not one of the company houses, was it? Was it one of the houses that
I don't know.
Jacob Kindleberger
I don't
built?
Think so.
But I mean, by the it had plumbing and electricity and stuff.
You we were sure did. We had a furnace in the basement.
Sure.
Yeah.
How about, let me ask you something about the war, during the wartime. You were little.
Yeah, I was
doing
born in.
Girl Scouts.
Yeah.
Doing Girl Scouts. Do you have a garden?
Yes.
You did?
We had a garden in the backyard and two dogs in the backyard.
I was just going to ask you if you had pets.
Yeah. My mother wouldn't let them in the house. So
okay.
We had them outside.
Okay. Do you remember their names?
Yeah. Queenie. This is terrible. Queenie.
No, it isn't.
Queenie and Berkey.
You're doing very well. You're doing very well.
They were hunting dogs.
And they were? Oh, they were.
Yeah.
What did your father hunt? Birds or deer? Or?
No, he didn't deer hunt. He did. He went fishing. He was a fisherman.
Yes.
And he hunted duck and pheasant.
Okay, duck and pheasant. Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Let's see. Did you have any childhood heroes?
Not that I can remember.
Could remember.
Yeah.
Nobody that was really. Do you remember any, like, big, hot issues that happened in Parchment when you were growing up? I mean, besides the war, which was, everybody was involved with.
Yeah.
But
it seems like we used to have parades.
Sure.
Yeah. We used to have big
Small
parades.
Small towns used to have lots of big parades, didn't they?
Yeah. That's my cell phone.
That's the cell phone going off in the back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And there's a question on here, were you ever mentioned in the newspaper? And you were.
I was.
So talk about that newspaper article you gave me about Girl Scouts.
Well, we belonged to Girl Scouts, and my aunt, which you have a picture of.
Yeah.
And my mother were our Girl Scout leaders.
Yeah.
And we got on a big truck on the corner of, that's another thing we used to do, get on that big truck and go down to Neuenheises and Nagel's and top tulips. We got 25 cents a day to top tulips.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody else I've interviewed talked about that.
I wonder who it was.
I can't remember now what those business names are.
Yeah. We get a great big gold truck and get on them. But when we went to pick, we got on that big truck when we went to top tulips. I mean, when we went to do the things for the Army.
The milkweed, was that the milkweed you
pies.
Collected milkweed pies?
Yeah, and I wished I could remember where we went. Must been clear out Riverview Drive.
Yeah.
Out in the country.
Very rural. Sure, yeah. Way out there. Yeah.
Clear out there.
Mm-hmm. And that's milkweed pods were used to make life preservers.
Parachutes.
Parachutes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
We also made afghans for the service.
You mean knitted?
Uh-huh.
Crocheted afghans?
Uh-huh.
Who did that? Girl Scouts?
Girl Scouts, plus the lady that we used to go to that would help us with it, her name was Goodsell.
Okay.
This is Goodsell.
Okay, and what did you do, knit or crochet or both?
We knitted.
Knitted afghans?
Uh-huh.
For the troops. And who, it was Mrs. Goodsell?
Goodsell, yeah.
And she was?
She lived North Riverview Drive, too.
She taught you how to knit, or she
uh-huh.
was? She taught you how to knit.
Okay.
I hadn't heard that story from anybody.
Yeah, we made squares.
Okay.
And somebody put them together.
Okay.
You remember getting thank you notices, but I don't know who put them together.
Sure.
And they went near me.
Yeah.
They went to the hospital.
For the hospitals?
Percy Jones Hospital is where they went.
Say the name of that hospital again?
Percy Jones.
Where's that?
In Battle Creek. It was Army. Years ago, it was an Army place.
I see. Okay. An Army hospital. All right. Oh, that's interesting. I haven't heard that one before. Okay.
Some of them you've heard before.
Some. Just because, you know, we're collecting all these oral histories and stuff.
Yeah.
So, when's the last time you've been? Where did you meet your husband?
At high school. At Kalamazoo Central.
At Kalamazoo Central. That's where you went after ninth grade.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
By then, we lived on the east side.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you get married right after high school?
Yeah, it was 20.
You were 20?
Yeah.
Married at 20. Okay. All right. When's the last time you've been to Parchment?
Well, my aunt and uncle used to live in Parchment out Riverview Drive, and I used to take Mother to the garden. And then my mother died 10 years ago. I bet I haven't been out Riverview Drive for 10 years.
Okay. But it's changed.
Yeah.
Parchment has changed.
My daughter lives on B Avenue.
And all right.
But I take this back road to get there.
Sure.
I don't go through Riverview Drive.
Yeah.
So it's been years since I've been down Riverview Drive.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Used to be my mother's favorite ride.
Was it?
Because mm-hmm. she grew up out there.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
She used to just love to go down Riverview Drive.
Yeah. So I'm gathering from our conversation that you really liked growing up in Parchment.
Oh, yes. I wished I still lived there.
You do.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. It was a small town. I remember my father was very sick. And my mother couldn't work because she had to take care of him. And Parchment Methodist Church brought us clothes.
They did?
Yeah. They used to come in with great big old bags of clothes. We didn't want to wear them because we figured somebody at school had given them to us.
Oh, yes.
And they used to bring us clothes. And then after my father died, then my mother went to work and we were fine then.
Oh, so, okay. I see.
Yeah.
Where did your mother go to work?
Jones's. It's burnt down now.
Okay. What kind of a place was
it? It was a clothing store.
A clothing store.
Yeah. And then from there she went to Western.
Oh, she did. You mean worked at Western?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
She did.
She worked at Western
okay.
for years.
Doing, where was she working? What'd
in
she do?
In the cafeteria.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Okay.
So.
Yeah. I hear lots of people say they loved Parchment.
Yeah.
They
we used to. I used to work at Woolworths downtown. You wouldn't remember that.
You
but
did.
It's an old
yeah,
one.
That's right. We didn't talk about that.
Yeah.
Where did you work?
Woolworths.
Okay.
And,
in your, what, 20s or later?
Oh, I bet I was going to high school. I worked at the State Theater.
Oh, yeah.
It was a movie house then.
Yes.
And I was an usher.
Yes.
And I made 25 cents an hour.
Oh, boy.
And then I went to work for Woolworths, and I think I made maybe 60 cents an hour.
Sure. A big job.
And I worked there until I got married, and then
okay.
I didn't work after that till I went to Myers.
Meyer, yeah. Here in town you worked?
No, I worked in Okemos.
In Okemos?
Yeah, in Okemos. Okay. I worked in town, and then they had an opening. They asked me if I wanted to go, so I went.
Okay.
And I stayed there for 30 years, and then my mother had cancer, so I came back.
Yeah.
And I moved in here.
Yeah. And you worked at Meyer as a cashier?
No.
As a cashier, what were you doing?
I worked in the men's department.
In the men's department. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So then when my mother got sick, I came back here.
Yeah. And you've been, and you retired?
Oh, yes. For
when
many years.
When did you retire?
16 years ago.
16 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay. So you retired in, to do my math here.
Oh, I know.
1985.
Yeah.
1995.
1995.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. And so now, are you enjoying yourself?
Yes.
Are you?
I take care of everybody.
What do you mean?
Everybody keeps telling me, tell them no.
You mean out here, yeah, where you're living now?
Yeah.
What, do people call you, or they knock on the door?
No, they call me.
Yes, and what do you mean? Take care of them. You literally go over there.
Go to the store.
And drive people around.
To the doctor's office. And yeah. I was supposed to take a lady out to the doctor today, but you were coming, so I told her to find somebody else.
Yep. Yeah.
The money, I have to take her to the cancer center.
You do? Yeah. Yes. Are you enjoying yourself? Or you'd rather
Yes. Yes.
You are.
And I love being by myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just love being by myself.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
I can identify.
Can you really?
I absolutely
can. But you're not by yourself.
I am by myself.
Oh, yeah, I'm single.
I enjoy my own company.
I do, too.
And I work enough. I work plenty.
Have you been married?
No.
Oh, okay. Okay.
No. We're going to talk about you.
Yeah. Oh, I love being single.
Sure. Sure.
And you had a busy,
well, you raised four, how many
four
kids?
Children.
You raised four kids, and you had, you worked for 30 years, and you had a busy life, and.
My oldest daughter is 60, and my son is 60. No, my son is 50, and my oldest daughter is 60.
And you have grandkids, and you have great-grandkids.
So yeah.
You have plenty to do.
Oh, yes.
So you like your solitude.
Mm-hmm.
You bet. Well, it's really, I just want to say this. I'm in Lois's apartment, and it's lovely out here. You have a wonderful view out here.
Yeah.
This large yard and these big, tall trees, and in the summertime, I bet this is grand out here,
gorgeous.
Too. Just grand.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't ask for anything more than this. Yeah. Let me ask a couple of philosophical questions.
Okay.
Let's get philosophical.
All right, whatever that means.
What do you consider a successful life, and how has parchment affected that?
Well, I don't think parchment's affected it at all.
Really?
I have a good life.
Yes.
I worked. I have my Social Security. I have my pension.
Sure. Good.
I complained about paying expensive health insurance, but you have to do that.
Well, I know that's what's going on these days, I'm telling you.
Yeah, but outside of that, I have what I want.
Sure.
You know, I don't, if I want something, I buy it. I don't go without anything.
Sure, sure. But you have great memories of parchment.
Yes,
you
I do.
You have great memories. What would you like, and here's my second question as we wind up here. What would you like people to remember about parchment?
Kinderberger Park.
Really? Uh-huh. You love the park.
I love the park.
Well, you said you loved gym as a kid, so you were pretty active, weren't you?
Yes.
You were outside a lot and doing a lot of stuff.
And I ran around with Skippy Kindleberger, which I call her, which is Martha.
Sure.
And I ran around with Martha McGregor, which her dad was the dentist.
That's right.
There.
Sure.
And
Did you have bikes? Did you guys have bikes?
Bicycles? Yeah, we had bicycles.
Bicycles,
yeah. We had bicycles.
So you got around.
Yeah. I used to ride it to work.
Did you?
Yeah, unless I had to be at
to Clark's, you mean?
Yeah.
To Clark's.
Yeah.
You'd ride it to Clark's?
Yeah.
Sure.
Unless I was coming home at night, and then I would walk to Clark's, and then my dad would come at night and wait for me.
Pick you up.
Walk home with me.
Or walk home with you. Sure. Yeah. Well, you had a great time,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, I did.
When you
yeah.
look back, didn't you?
Yes, and my
really?
Cousin just lived down the street from me, and we used to hang around together.
Sure.
And then Janie.
Sure.
Janie Williams lived across the street down there, and we hung around with her.
Yes.
And I think the house is down now. I'm not sure.
Okay.
But she's got a good memory, too.
Yes.
Too bad you can't interview her.
Yes. There's a lot, yeah. I'm very, very glad to have gotten so many interviews from
yes,
so many people.
Good.
This is a, you know, the mill had a tremendous impact on people, whether their folks worked there or not, just because it really grew the town up.
Oh, I
you
bet
know,
it did. Yeah.
The, you know, yeah. Parchment was named after the mill.
They had parchment
the little,
paper.
Exactly. The town
yeah.
grew up around Kalamazoo Vegetable Parchment uh-huh. Company and had yeah. a big impact on lots of people. There are people that I have talked to that said they could mark the time of day because they'd hear the whistles go off.
Mm-hmm.
And the,
at noon especially.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I've heard that at noon.
I don't know if they went off at 5 o'clock or not, but every noon,
every
the
noon,
whistles went off.
You knew what was going on.
There used to
yeah.
be a little grocery store that said, my dad worked in the there was an old mill and a new mill.
That's right.
Yeah, and my dad worked in the new mill. No, I think he worked in the
old
mill.
In the
old
mill. I think so.
Yeah, and then
yeah.
there was a little store. I can remember my mother and us going back past that little store to get my dad's paycheck.
Really?
Yeah.
A little.
And there was a
convenience,
store.
A little grocery
yes,
store
exactly.
or something?
That's exactly what it was.
Where was it?
On Riverview Drive, right mm-hmm. in front of the mill.
For heaven's sakes. You don't remember the name of that store?
I don't.
This is a new one for me.
Yeah,
my
just a little tiny
my,
store.
Just a
we
little tiny
could
store.
Stop there and get bread or milk
sure.
or anything we wanted.
Sure.
That's
yeah.
before the shopping center was in back there.
That's right. Yeah, that's
yeah,
right.
That's all you had besides Goosen's.
That's
you had
right.
Goosen's grocery store.
That's right. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, we used to have a good time. I think we knew everybody.
I'm sure you probably did.
Yeah.
It's a small town.
Yeah.
Rural.
Think, yeah.
You know.
We knew people in every grade.
Of course. And it was, you know, to get from Parchment to Kalamazoo, that mile or mile and a half and stuff, a lot of that was rural.
We had to take a bus.
You had to take a bus.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Was it called the interurban then? What did they call
it? I don't
it?
Know.
But you did
just
have to
the parchment
bus.
Bus is
sure.
all I remember.
Yeah.
And I think it was a nickel, and I can even remember our bus driver. His name was Berkey.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Berkey, you think that was his last name?
That's what we called him.
Just call him Berkey.
Uh-huh.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
And if he'd seen us walking to school and it was snowy, he'd stop and pick us up.
Really?
Drop us off at the school.
Oh, how wonderful. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are good. So you used to take the bus a lot to Kalamazoo?
No.
Not very much.
Uh-uh.
Not. So you were really uh-huh. a Parchment girl,
yes.
weren't
you? Yes. We didn't go down. Well, I worked there when I was a young girl.
Yeah, that's true.
And before that, I babysat a lot.
Yes.
So.
Yeah.
We didn't have the money to do things.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then my father got sick, and then he didn't yeah. work.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then his boss name was Ralph Holfacker.
Okay.
And he made my dad quit working.
Oh, did he?
So, yeah.
He was just too
off
sick.
The machine.
Just off
yeah.
the yeah. He was on one of those big print machines?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Sure.
We'd sure. walk home from school, or walk home from someplace, and we'd see Ralph Holfacker's big car. He was a big shot.
Yes.
We'd seen his big car sitting in front of our house. We knew my father had a seizure at work.
Oh.
So we always hated to come home.
Really?
Yeah.
Remember how often that would happen?
Oh, no, I don't. Maybe once a week or twice a month.
Oh,
maybe twice a month or something. Yeah.
How long did that go on before he made him just stop, Lois?
I don't remember.
When
he worked there, they put a gate up in front of his machine. So he could still work the machine.
Yes.
And then Ralph Hilfecker got mad and he took it off, so.
Okay. Okay.
We never had fond memories of Ralph Hilfecker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet that was hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he was good. He was a good man.
Mm-hmm. He had to do some hard things that
Yes,
your
he did. He
family did not welcome, probably.
Yeah, he was
Yeah.
very, very, just a nice, nice person. Everybody liked him.
Yeah.
So you ever come across anybody that ever knew the Gishwins,
exactly,
they will have good news for you for my father.
Of course.
Not my mother, but my father.
Okay. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he was a very gentle man.
Yeah.
And he graduated from Parchment.
Yeah.
So.
Sure. Sure.
Go clear back.
Yeah. Yeah, you do.
Yeah, and he goes with the Rooses, and we know the Rooses.
Mm-hmm. Ken, that would be Ken Roos.
Yes.
Yeah.
And his kids, my mother, they lived on the east side, and my mother used to run around with Anna Roos.
Okay.
Which was Ken Roos's sister-in-law.
Okay.
And I can't remember what her husband's name was, but they lived up on the east side, and her children all worked over here at Myers.
Okay. So you have lots of connections.
At Harding's.
At Harding's.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have lots of connections around here.
Yeah, I know. Roos's. I wished I could think of our teacher, ninth grade teacher, and I cannot. He was such a gentle man, and
yes.
I can't think of his name.
Yeah, it's all right.
Yeah, the only one I can think of is Ken Roos.
You've conjured up plenty of people here for your oral history. So, Lois, I want to thank you so much.
Oh, no, thank
you. For your time, thanks for calling me. And everybody.
Thank you.
Here's how it goes. You know, some people say, oh, I don't really know how much I could tell you. And then I sit down with people.
And they can tell you.
Everybody has a different piece of the puzzle.
Yeah.
About, you know, parchment history.
Mm-hmm.
So, I really appreciate it. Thanks a lot, Lois.
Okay.